guys, it's Emily from Emily's Corner. I am in Maine, obviously. It's beautiful out, and I've definitely come a long way. There is, in my journey of 10 years, I was totally blown away when I met my physical therapist, and I was thinking, oh, a male, what's he gonna teach me, or what's he gonna know? Because I don't know a lot. But I explained to my physical therapist what my body was feeling like, and I was expecting him to say he didn't know. But every time I go to physical therapy, the physical therapist I'm seeing now totally blows my mind. I feel like he's a scientist. So, Cameron, I would love to bring you on the line.
Yep.
And
hey, everyone.
Can you tell them your degrees, your schooling?
Sure, yeah. So I went to physical therapy school at Hudson University in Bangor, Maine, and where, you know, did my undergrad and graduate work there. Just shortly after I graduated, I moved to Western Massachusetts and I did like an orthopedic program out there, a mentorship program. And I had the chance to work with outpatient therapists, some neuro patients, worked in the hospital a little bit, and also just because I was doing the program, I wasn't getting paid as much, so I had to pick up a second job working at a skilled nursing facility, which actually was kind of a nice situation to just see different people at different stages of their rehab. So when I had left there, I moved out near the Boston area, and I was working in downtown Boston and saw mostly, it was a private practice, so most of the patients that we saw were pretty high mobility and had office jobs and worked out and whatnot. But I continued on. I did a fellowship program there in orthopedic manual therapy, and that lasted a couple of years.
What is that?
While I was so essentially, I'll try to make it as quick of an answer as possible because it's not particularly that exciting, I guess, but there's a little bit of history to it. So it's essentially like in the 60s, there was this group of two or three people, and essentially in Norway. And what they did is they're kind of like the forefathers of what we sort of understand is how joints as a system kind of move together at the moment. And there's been lots of things that have branched off from that in various parts of the world. And, you know, they've kind of taken different changes and forms as we learn more and more and more. But anyway, these two guys, Freddie Kalvenborg and Olaf Evenlund, did a lot of work in Norway. And so eventually what they kind of ran into is realizing that, you know, all the joints in our body essentially, you know, move and they slide and glide and usually fairly predictable ways from one person to the next. Although some people have a bunch of movement and some people don't. And then after like a neurologic injury or any type of injury, they might have, you know, because of the pain that the joint might tighten up or it might feel tighten up, or really it's just the person being in pain guarding that motion. So anyway, what they did is that, back then, it's just kind of to figure out, you know, they tried to simplify the whole process of treating someone was essentially what are the things that bother someone. And they kind of simplified it into just three things for almost every joint is are they sensitive to tension? Are they sensitive to like tension across a joint or a muscle stretching? Or are they sensitive to like loading a joint or, like basically, is there more pressure on the joint? Does that make things uncomfortable or give a sensation that the person doesn't want? And then the other one was just kind of was more of a time variable as are there just positions that joints are just body regions that people don't like to be in? So that's kind of what the orthopedic manual therapy part is. It's sort of simplifying, taking those kind of three things, because the body's a really, really kind of confusing thing that we're learning more and more about all the time. But those kind of three things have more or less held fairly true for the most part. Even if we look at other modes of medicine, even if we're talking about, you know, I'm not an acupuncturist or anything, but even if we're just talking about, you know, an acupuncturist might look at things in terms of like energy flow. So if someone has too much of a certain food or stress or something, or maybe they're too bored and they need more, you know, a little more activity in their life. Right. You know, that's, again, it's oversimplified because I'm not one. So anyway, the orthopedic manual therapist aspect is basically simplifying what does a joint need, what region, does it like to be have pressure on it, does it not like to have pressure on it? Does it like to move? Does it like to stay in place? Does it like to have tension on it, or does it not like to have tension on it? And so we basically learned how to use our hands to try to help identify very small regions of the body in terms of, like, so, like, for her to use Emily's, is it okay if I use it as an example, Emily?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. So, like, the first day that you came in, you had a lot of pain in your whole right arm and going down into your hand and whatnot, right? Mm-hmm. So we don't really have any statistics or research to suggest what would be the next step to help you feel more comfortable. Because as far as I know, I just don't know anyone that's had sensation come back or start to have motor control return into their limb 10 years after, you know, like a, you know, kind of neurologic insult to the brain or the nervous system.
Right.
Yeah, so that was kind of like, so as much as Emily might be sort of an press standing, like I was really confident in terms of what was kind of happening each time, we're really just going by a pattern that's kind of held through decades of, you know, well, this is what we've done. This is how, if the nervous system acts the way we want it to, this is typically going to be the outcome. So in your case, a lot of pain coming down the arm, coming into the hand, you know, so I don't remember if you remember what we did, but, you know, I remember all we really did was change the way that you positioned your arm when you sat in your chair so you didn't have so much tension across your shoulder, because just the weight of your arm was pulling on your arm. Mm-hmm. So in your case, if we simplified it, your shoulder itself and your neck didn't really like having this weight hanging off of it. Therefore, it was sensitive to kind of tension. And whatever that tension is, whether you want to call it ligaments or nerves, whatever it is, it didn't really like it. So we just put something under your arm. So when you're in the wheelchair, and then we had you change the way you were using the computer and your cell phone.
Right.
Because, so again, if when you look at your shoulder and your neck didn't really like that tension either. So whenever you look down at your cell phone or the computer, then basically you had more tension running across your whole neck. So all we did was elevate your eyesight so that the monitor was up higher. So that's kind of what the baseline of that training is.
Wow.
You know, there's more to it, but in a summary, it's pretty much what hurts. And then the next question is, you know, which is a hard one that we'll never answer completely, is, well, why, you know, why? And what is it you're sensing?
Right.
So that's the one that we're like, you know, we'll continue to learn all the time. But in your case, and a lot of people when they first walk in the door, just based on the training that I have, most of the time people walk in, they want pain relief. And there's many ways to do that. But the ones that typically find to be safe are at least just kind of taking away the lowest hanging fruit of what bothers it. Well, what can, is there a way we can just slightly change to take away some of that aggravating factor? And that's kind of debated, and that could be hotly debated in just the medical field in general, even between physical therapists. But from my teacher and the training that they had, and kind of Western and even going into Eastern Europe, they found success with that over the decades. So I kind of just go with what's been successful for them and try to keep it going as well.
I think anything I have to talk to you about, you always have an answer. And it's amazing because no one has an answer for me. I remember when I first started PT, they looked at me and said, I don't think that PT is for you. And I'm like, I can do it. Let me just try. And I was determined. I did it. Just as, you know, trying to climb the stairs now and go downstairs, I really do feel more confident, and my back flexes that you know, we did, you told me to do three, and if I do five, I'm a warrior, but I always do over. And I do sit. So they really have helped me in regards to my back and my hips, and just little things that you taught me really have helped along, you know, since I met you, Cameron. Going like on the floor, laying down and having my hips on the floor. I mean, really simple, but it helped.
Yeah, and it's kind of, there's kind of two reasons why we feel like we got to do kind of simple things at first. One is, you know, while we may see kind of there's a lot of things happening in you that, right, we can see why you're in pain, at least biomechanically. We can't really see your nerve pain, right, that while things are coming up. Because, you know, I know things were kind of waking up, and I can't say that I've ever really seen it to the extent that you were sensing. Not that they're saying much, because I'm not like a neurospecialist therapist by any means. There's lots of people that I've read and follow and ask. I was just on the phone a few days ago with a strength coach that spent the last 3 or 4 years only studying kind of this material. But yeah, kind of two things that kind of, for especially for people to keep in mind is we want to keep things simple, one, so that you can have some success, because the more it is, we want you to be able to get out of pain, because if you're in pain all of the time, what happens is you stop, you can't learn any new skills and you can't build strength. The brain and the nervous system won't allow you to actually learn to do anything new if it's constantly in pain. There's a part of the brain that's just going to put you on high alert, and it's going to kind of more or less make you act in ways that are very high stress, high anxiety. So that's why, yeah, I know you do a lot of more reps than I would ask, but, and that's cool. You felt safe. You felt all right.
Yeah.
But usually I always give that people that out so they don't feel like they have to do it. Otherwise they're failing. But we want to make sure we keep it at a safe zone that's reasonable for people to do.
Right. Now, Cameron, if, any of our audience, were to need guidance of any therapy that they could do at home, do you have any suggestions that you could tell them?
So it's so individual. How about if I do this? How about instead of like specific exercises or movements?
Oh, yeah.
How about if I give some like principles?
Yeah, absolutely.
So one is first and foremost that you need to feel safe when you're doing the exercises. It doesn't matter if you're coming in after a stroke or a head injury or you sprained your ankle. You have to feel safe when you're doing it, that you're not going to get hurt, and that you're not going to fall into a position you can't get out of. And so you need to make sure if all you need to do to have someone to be safe is to have someone nearby for you to get onto the ground or something, because that person can help you get up.
Right.
That's the first principle, right? So don't ever like look into any exercise or anything. If you don't feel safe doing it, then don't bother. It's not going to be worth your time. So the second one that kind of follows that is nothing should hurt, right? Like,
yeah.
or at least nothing should hurt more, right? Yeah. I know in your case, like you were kind of always in pain anyway. And that started to go away, right? But then we had to differentiate what was kind of your, resolving, nerve pain that was changing. But then what was your pain that we were adding to it?
Right.
So you don't want to add anything more to it. So that's probably the second principle.
I got when you told me that I could feel my reflexes. It definitely was gifted to me, because I never would have ever guessed that I would get to that point.
For you, I didn't really know what it was that you were feeling until we kept investigating and realized, you literally feel the tiniest bit of neural activity in your body that otherwise no one would feel otherwise.
Right, quite amazing. Well, I would love to leave you with this quote. Hardships often prepare ordinary people for a ordinary destiny. And I think that is very true. But I wanted to introduce you to the most inspiring male physical therapist I've ever met in my life. And I've had quite a few. I invite you to my Facebook support group, Emily's Corner, and we are there for brain injury awareness, lifelong events, challenges, your recovery, and it's green and purple. So when you search, it is Emily's Corner, and I also invite you to my website, www.strokeandtbiallies.com, www.strokeandtbiallies.com. You are never alone.